Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I pray that everyone is having a great day on today. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I bless your name. I thank you for my life. I thank you for this podcast. I thank you, Lord, that you are spreading the gospel of grace and truth. I just thank you, Lord, that I am a part of the kingdom. May you bless the hearer. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday, we left off on John chapter 7. We left off on verse 5 when Jesus was talking to his brethren, and his brethren was basically telling him, go to Judea, Jesus, show yourself openly, do your miracles, because they did not believe and they needed more signs. So Jesus is telling them now in verse 6, you go ahead and go. So let's begin to read that. It says in John chapter 7, verse 6, then Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto the feast. I go not yet unto the feast, for my time is not yet full come. So Jesus was talking to his brethren, saying, no, you go ahead and go. I'm going to come up later. And his time was not full come, meaning it was not time for him to die yet. He knew that they were going to crucify him, but it was all about the timing. Just like our lives are all about the timing. People think, well, why was I saved so late? Some people don't get saved until their 40s and 50s. Well, you know, it's all about timing. What did we learn during that time? Or some people get saved, they're 5 years old. Oh, I've been in church since I was 5. I got saved when I was a child. You know, it's all about the timing. What is going on in your life right now that God can use according to the timing? He was not going to be crucified until it was time. Just like this world is not going to be wrapped up in its fullness until it is time. In Matthew 24, it talks about the gospel shall be preached until all the ends of the earth, and then for a witness, and then the end shall come. And so we spend time, a lot of times we like to look at eschatology and we look at different things about timing, and we think, oh, God's going to come now, Jesus is going to come back now, because we see this and that. Yes, a lot of signs are here showing us it's the end of days, but it's about the timing. There are people that still are going to be saved. There are people that the gospel is going to show a witness to that actually are going to reject the gospel. They're going to reject it, but that's going to be a witness. So it's all about timing. So Jesus is saying here in verse 8, go ye up unto the feast. I go not yet unto the feast, for my time is not yet full come. It wasn't time yet. Let's go to verse 9. When he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up into the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. You know, sometimes when you get ready to do something, you cannot have an audience. People cannot be with you. Sometimes you make decisions to go about doing particular things and you want to maybe try something new, or you want to develop some idea, or you say, you know what, I've been thinking about idea, and you think, man, you know, I would love someone to come alongside of me and actually help and support me, but sometimes you're just not going to get that. You're not going to get that. And sometimes you need those quiet moments and that time away to think and to strategize. And Jesus knew, okay, it's not my time. I can't go up with my brothers. I'm going to let them go, and I'm going to go on my own. Because he understood what was ahead of him. So let's go to verse 11. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? Because they sought to kill him. Where is Jesus? We're going to take him down. We're going to do something. Verse 12. And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, he is a good man. Others said, nay, but he deceiveth the people. There is a verse, and we're going to read that. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. This was during the time when Elijah was going to battle the prophets of Baal. And these were false prophets of a false god. And the children of Israel were between two opinions. They were following Baal, or some of them were following the Lord. And they were going back and forth between two opinions. And Elijah the prophet said unto them, how long are you going to be between two opinions? The book of James talks about a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, going back and forth, back and forth. And so in this epistle here of John, and in verse 12, it is saying the people, some people thought Jesus was a good man, and some people thought he deceived the people. When you count up the cost and you look between what Jesus was doing in John chapter 1 all the way through chapter 6, and you put a column that says good man, and then you put a column of deception, what are you coming up with? He was not deceiving the people. He was being straight up with where they were, telling them revelation of God. He wasn't doing anything so people can dote on him. He was setting things straight. He was living out prophecy. He was being upfront and honest, and they didn't want that. And like it said in verse 7, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth. Why? Because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. He was showing the heart of people. He was breaking it down to the heart of man, and they didn't like it. And it is the same today. We don't want to be held accountable for our deeds. We want to do what we want to do. And when someone comes along to check us, the word of God, and says the word of God to us, we say, that's not true. There's the word of God. The Bible was written by men. And we have all these excuses about some sort of conspiracy theory or some sort of way that the Bible is false, and it was done this, and we don't know if Jesus was real. What does it say in the Bible that actually would go against something that was good? It's bringing the hearts of men under scrutiny and saying, check yourself, check your motives. What are you after? Who do you believe? What's your motivation? Where is the true heart of man? Where does it lie? And the Jews didn't want that. Mm-mm. They said, no, we don't want that. We want to keep with our own. What we've set up is working for us. We don't want that. We don't want a person coming in here and saying that he is God and telling us that our deeds are evil. We don't want that. We're going to stop right there today. Think about that thought. What is your motivation? What's your motivation for the things that you do? Are you after the approval of man, or to deceive man, or to get what you want? Or are you trying to please God? Think about that. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. May you have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.